Steve Gruber Show. I'm so glad you're here for the conversation. You can always check out more at stevegruber.com. Read Liberty Page every day. Liberty Page, it is an addictive read. She is so fun to read. Such a fun take that she has. My next guest has a fun take and an interesting take and an educated take. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and a regular contributor to the program. You can find out more about his work every day at crimeresearch.org. Doctor, welcome back.
Good morning. Great to talk to you again.
Always good to have you. You know, and I'm looking at some work you did here. What is the danger, is the headline, to allowing concealed handguns on university property? And there are several states that allow the students to carry on campus if they're 21 and have met the other criteria, and many more do not. What have you found in your research?
Right. Well, there are 12 states that mandate that public universities have to allow people with concealed carry permits to carry on university property. There's another 23 states that leave it up to the individual schools, though most of them don't allow it. But, you know, there are all sorts of fears that always happen when you're dealing with guns about what might possibly go wrong. So we looked at the decade from 2012 through May of this year. And, you know, people worry about suicides with permanent concealed handguns. You can't find a single case of that. People worry about crimes that might be committed with permanent concealed handguns. You can't find a single case like that. There are seven over that 10 years in all those states. There are 10 accidental discharges, or seven accidental discharges of guns, but no serious injuries that were occurring during that period. So, you know, and a couple of those were involving police officers' guns, not even concealed handgun, permanent handguns.
Right. You know, it reminds me, Doctor, you know, I lived in Michigan before the concealed carry law was passed as it is today. I was living in Ohio when they did the same. And the approach from the left is always the same. It's going to be the OK Corral. It's going to be the Wild West. There's going to be shootouts in the streets. There's going to be death and carnage and, you know, corpses everywhere. That was the message being sent across Michigan, across Ohio, when they were working to pass concealed carry legislation. The same thing is said to kids on college campuses and to people that, oh, my gosh, if you allow this to happen, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be awful. People are going to die. It's going to be this, it's going to be that. It never turns out to be true, does it?
No, I mean, you're exactly right. You see the exact same playbook each time. You would think at some point gun control advocates would lose a lot of credibility. I remember I testified twice before the Ohio state legislature about concealed carry. The first time, everybody was making those types of claims about disaster. The second time I testified, every state around Ohio had passed right to carry law. Ohio was one of the last states to go and do so. And my point was, are you guys afraid of crossing the state line to leave Ohio? I mean, you know, where people made the same claims in each of the states that you're surrounding Ohio, that you're making for Ohio. Why don't any of those states even hold legislative hearings to reverse their laws? If there are these problems that you're talking about, you would think that there'd be a rush to reconsider the laws that they have there, but there's not one case. In fact, you know, that applies to things like carrying guns on university property. There's no hearings. There's no bills being put forward in the states that have made the change to go back. And the same thing's true with constitutional carry. Texas just became the 21st state for constitutional carry. You've had states that have had these laws for years, but none of the states that have those have even had a hearing, have even had people putting in up legislation for hearings to go and undo the changes that are there, and that should tell you a lot.
Yeah, you know, and it's always, and you're right, it seems a lot of times, in fact, almost always, the left seems to be ahead of the right when it comes to the narrative, the message, the propaganda, the delivery system that comes from Fifth Avenue or Madison Avenue, I guess, as it were. And Republicans always seem to lag behind. It would seem to me the left could figure out, you know, you're using the same old message. It doesn't go anywhere. More states are going with constitutional carry. The concealed carry laws went through. And they lose that argument. You would think they would come up with a better argument, but they just don't. And the facts bear it out. The facts bear it out because, as you say, you don't have these things come to pass. Same thing I said. That never happens. They should get a better message.
Right. Well, you know, it's kind of a risky message. You know, I think what they hope is that they'll be as extreme as possible before a law gets passed. And then after a law gets passed, they basically go quiet on it because they know at that point if they continue the same argument, you know, it'll be obvious to everybody that they were wrong. But, you know, I guess the hope would be for, you know, the media to eventually kind of hold them accountable, you know, saying, look, you made these types of claims the last time the bill was brought up. It didn't turn out. Why should we believe you now? But the media doesn't seem to believe that that's their job.
The media, and you know, you touch on the media. Does it even exist in America anymore? And I say that it's somewhat rhetorical, but I mean, you look at the failure of the media to get the Russian dossier right, to get the Ukraine impeachment right, to get Hunter Biden right, to get all sorts of things right that they didn't, that they got flat wrong. And it's one example after another after another. They won Pulitzer Prizes for false news reporting. The news media has been vacant and absent in America for a long time now and been replaced by social media and the powers that be.
Well, you know, I have to follow the media a lot for my job. It's difficult these days. But, you know, you see articles in the Washington Post on guns, like when Biden made his statements about 2 months ago. And who do they interview? All three of the experts that they do are gun control advocates. You know, they don't even try to have balance in their reports. It used to be, at one time, if you're going to interview people about something, you'd interview people on both sides of the issue. You know, they seem to want to make it appear as if everybody agrees on one side of the issue and there's only people that support one side that exist out there. And it really, it does readers a real disservice because they don't even understand that they're debates.
Right.
You know, I was a professor for decades, too, and unfortunately a lot of academia is that way, too. Most students don't even have a clue how biased their professors are because they don't know what questions could be asked and they don't know what the literature is on both sides to the extent that they provide literature on both sides for students to look at. It's
no, they don't.
Usually a straw man that they pick to represent the more conservative side.
They don't provide a balanced discussion, that's for sure. That's what our job is, Doctor, and that's why I'm here every day. I appreciate you being here. Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. You can check out his books. The last book he put out, Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. Always appreciate it, Doctor. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It is the Steve Gruber Show. Summer's around the corner, and Grilla Grills wants you to kick it off with an awesome new grill. Enter the Independence Day giveaway at SteveGruber.com. Click on the Grilla Grills banner for a chance to win a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect. With Grilla Grills' newest Wi-Fi-enabled pellet smoker, you can control your grill from anywhere. Fire it up, set temperatures and alarms, and get instant troubleshooting help all from the palm of your hand wherever you have service. Grilla Grills is family-owned and veteran-run. It's a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this summer. Support local businesses like Grilla Grills. That's GRILLAGrills.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com. Pepperidge.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.